day calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright. Right, you are tuning in to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show, where myself, Matt, I broadcast sounds from a long, long way away, Australia, because you may be listening live on radio in Canada, or possibly online or on podcasts. We have a whole stack of podcasts, over 200 of them, at the blog for the show at ausstrandedradio.com. And the typical format of the show is to play older Australian music up front, and then we'll get into the brand new Australian music and Canadian tunes as well. Now, this week is something extra special. I have two wonderful brand new vinyl records in my hand, thanks to Josh at Neptune Records for letting me know about these reissues of a band called X. Now, there was a band called X from America, but there was also a band from Australia called X in the first wave of punk. So they formed in 1977 in Sydney, featuring one member of Rose Tattoo, a very prominent heavy band, pub rock band. And that was a gentleman named Ian Rillan, who became the bass player of this band. And X are a real seminal outfit. They were originally a band featuring Ian Rillan on bass, Steve Lucas on vocals, a gentleman named Ian Cray on guitar, and Steve Caffiero on drums. And they really, out of nowhere, just set the kind of Sydney underground scene on fire with just a real powerhouse show performance, very strong stripped-back songs. And I've got something quite interesting to play for you today, two records. One is a reissue of their classic record, Aspirations, from 1979, which is always held up as one of the top five Australian punk records of the original era. But I'm going to start with something even more interesting. It's basically a lost recording that was unearthed only a couple of years ago, and it's apparently a very, very good recording that was recorded in a house, in the front room of a house, somewhere in Sydney in early 1977, somewhere in the inner west. And it got lost into antiquity and people had forgotten about it, and somebody discovered it. And the chaps at Ugly Pop Records have decided to reissue it, to master these tapes, dust them off, master them, and put them out into the world. And this is as raw as it gets. This is classic, classic stuff. And if you were tuning in last week, I played for you a cover of one of the songs I'm just about to play for you, Degenerate Boy. So I'm going to play for you two tracks from this. So this is a live set from recording in somebody's house in 1977. The band is called X, featuring Ian Rillan and Steve Lucas as the two main songwriters. And so Degenerate Boy, these were rough guys. This was raw music, and lyrically all based around, you know, what they could see right in front of them and what they were living through at the time, day-to-day living, you know, existence, and just trying to create something from it. And the song Degenerate Boy has got, you know, it's a classic low-life sort of anthem, but it's, you know, they even say in the lyrics here that it's actually us making observations about our audiences, not ourselves. It was meant to say, it was never meant to say, we do this, so you do it. Anyway, you'll hear what I mean. Degenerate Boy. It's a pretty raw, rough song. And that's going to be the second song that I play for you. So thanks for tuning in. This is a show called Stranded. We're going right back to 1977 now with the band X from Sydney, New South Wales. And this is recording in someone's front room of a house on one night in 1977, and these tapes were lost for at least two decades until very recently. So here we go. I hope you enjoy this rough and ready music for you. This is Stranded. No way. No way.
God, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Wow, that was something else. That was a recording from someone's front room of a house somewhere in Sydney in the Inner West in 1977. It was one of the first recording sessions for the band X from Sydney, featuring the legendary characters Ian Rillan on bass and Steve Lucas on vocals there, along with guitarist called Ian Cray and drummer Steve Caffiero. And tragically, Ian Cray died of a heroin overdose after a show not long after this. You know, the band was really taking off in the inner city, and it all came crashing down. Apparently, he had probably heroin mixed with some sort of asthma attack. And anyway, I guess, you know, many bands would fold at that point, but they decided to kick on, and the singer just taught himself how to play guitar. And within 3 months, they'd recorded what has become one of the most classic punk albums of Australian rock history. And I'm going to play for you a couple of songs from that very soon. But just a little bit from the liner notes of this record. So if you're just tuning in, so this recording from X, which has been recently reissued on vinyl, was completely lost. They completely forgot that this was recorded, and somebody dug up the tapes for this going through some old boxes in a house just a few years ago. And the guys at Ugly Pop Records decided this was classic stuff and worth putting out into the world. And one of the folks in the liner notes says here that, "So all that remains is for you to immerse yourself in this recording and go back to Sydney, 1977, a musical playground populated by hundreds of bands playing rooms like the Civic, the White Horse, the Stage Door Tavern, and the Grand Hotel. This isn't a pristine recording. There's some leakage, some distortion, and a booming bottom, but that runs rampant at various points, but that's all made redundant by the sense of urgency and raw energy." And it certainly was raw energy. So the songs I played were Revolution and then Degenerate Boy. And if you tuned in last week, you heard the Mark of Cain cover of that I played last week. So let's get into this classic record then. It's called X Aspirations, also just reissued on vinyl from Ugly Pop Records. Again, thanks to Josh at Neptune Records for letting me know about this. So this record went on to become, it totally redefined the Australian underground. It, you know, this is very stripped back and raw stuff. You know, at the time, listeners have probably heard of the band Midnight Oil, and they were doing, I mean, they were equally as intense, but they were doing something a little bit more grand lyrically, or, you know, maybe had a bigger world view or what they were trying to talk about, an issue-based songwriting. Whereas X, these guys were really writing about the raw reality of what was right in front of them, struggling day to day, just sheer self-belief and what they were doing. So, and in fact, in the liner notes for the record here, they've got, I'm going to read for you a little bit of the two songs, at least I'll play initially. The first song called Suck Suck. Ian basically kicked that one off with the bass line. "I threw the lyrics over the top. I think I may have had the lyrics written beforehand, but had no idea what to do with them. I was very anti-establishment, hated school or anyone telling me what to do. The lyrics are all about the dole office, what was expected of you as a young person at the time. The best way to do that was to suck ass." And the second song I'll play is called Present. And again, this is written by Steve Lucas, the singer. "I was sitting in my lounge room when this friend walked in with a giant garbage bag playing the riff. He said, 'I've got a present for you. It's in a garbage bag. Best you ever had. It wasn't my birthday, but here's a present for you anyway,' he said. It was a whole load of secondhand clothes. Most people thought it was a garbage bag of marijuana. Just crappy old clothes. But it was a nice thought." So there you go. And he wrote a song about it. So here we go. This is X And this, to be honest, I've never heard this before. This is going to be first for me, so I'm really excited because this is a classic album from 1979. It's called X Aspirations. And let's go for it on vinyl for you here on Stranded.
We'll be right back. was bright and red when she stuck an axe right in his head. Oh, we came apart so well.
FM CITR Vancouver. It's whatever. Hip hop, R&B, jazz. It's whatever. Reggae, soul, mainstream. It's whatever. News, sports, and entertainment.
Wow, I thought that was awesome. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever heard the record, and it's a classic of Australian punk. It's called The record is called X Aspirations. The band is called X, and it's a record from 1979. Wow, like such a powerful bass sound. Ian Rillan, he sort of played it almost like a lead instrument, and really powerful vocals there from Steve Lucas. And him on guitar, he had to learn how to play guitar just after the death of their original guitarist that you heard in those original house recordings I played up first. So, yeah, it's really cool stuff. So the band is called X, and that was produced by Lobby Lloyd, a classic gentleman around the scene who had been in many bands, including the Coloured Balls. I'd love to keep playing more of this record, but I guess we should probably get into the new music because that's what this show does as well. But, yeah, there you go. And so, anyway, that band still, well, up until only a couple of years ago, they were still kind of in existence with one of the original members, just the singer, Steve Lucas. Ian Rillan had died from cancer a couple of years ago, and that was that. He just had a whole new other group of people who joined him over the years. Fantastic stuff there. So I guess, well, I'll tell you about that last song there. So the first song I said was called Suck Suck. I gave you the little description, and the second song was Present. The third song there was called Simulated Lovers. And here in the liner notes, Steve Lucas says, I was sitting on a front veranda with a 12-string guitar trying to work out how to play it. I was practicing bar chords. I thought they'd strengthen your hand if you played them on a 12-string. The lyrics were what I saw on TV the night before. Then an adult kind of movie came on. Traffic was outside going beep, beep, beep. The whole thing of X is the stream of consciousness and the simple reality of the songs. They weren't just simple love songs, although we wrote some of them too. They weren't just denouncing or aggressive songs. X was observational music. So there you go. I'll be right back. You're listening to Stranded. And we have some brand new music coming up very soon.
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh my God! I mean,
wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS. It's just a lot of BS. A whole lot of BS.
So you're listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. A band from Melbourne called The Sleepy Dreamers has a new single out, and it's called Hunk. Let's play it for you now.
Frosted over light, the garden wasn't there. We've changed sin just by aging fast. And I'm home now, but this room don't feel like home. And I wish you still lived in your old house where everything was always fine. And nothing ever entered my head. That house is a dentist now, and your new place ain't worth the time. So come off second best inside my head. But she doesn't, she mustn't, she cannot see shit. But the glasses she wears on her face is so thick. And you left us, it cost me my childhood home. Now the walls that surround this place are your bones. But I never once made a claim for your throne. So don't act like that kid inside you has grown. Cause there's a kid inside me that you'll always know. Yeah, there's a kid inside me that you'll always know. My body is a skinny she temple. I will not get sentimental about the times you visited before. And hallelujah, singing, I smooched a new girl on New Year. And I'm jumping out my skin to close our door. But my back it aches and I wear. And she cannot see shit. But the glasses she wears on her face are so thick. And you left us, it cursed me, my childhood home. Now the walls that surround this place are your bones. And I never once made a claim for your throne. So don't act like that. There's a kid inside me that you'll always know. Yeah, there's a kid inside me that you'll always know. This hunk of wood that you used to be a part of, it don't sing for you no more. I've got my fingers crossed.
I'll keep you under my shirt.
Work as it always was.
We'll only make your back hurt.
And I've got my fingers crossed.
I'll keep you under my shirt.
Work as it always was.
Only make your back hurt.
And I've got my fingers crossed.
I'll keep you under my shirt.
Work as it always was.
Only make your back hurt.
I'm
under my shirt.
take off your head. Nobody gets everything. Nobody gets everything. Nobody gets everything. I guess I don't get you. Nobody gets everything. Nobody gets everything. Nobody gets everything. I got a little place in outer space. It's just made for two. The only thing missing is someone to kiss, and I thought it was you know who. Nobody gets everything. Nobody gets everything. Nobody gets everything, and I guess I don't get you. I don't get you.
Bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on.
Loading Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
You are listening to Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. You can find us online at ozstrandedradio.com and also on Twitter at ozstranded. So, three in a row there. First up was a local independent band from Melbourne by the name of Sleepy Dreamers, and they have a single called Hunk. And after that was the unmistakable sounds of The Church, the absolute legends that I love to death, and I've played on this show a lot. I've interviewed all four members of the band, and I'm excited to start playing for you songs from the brand new album. It's their 25th album, I believe. Amazing quality music, and they just, how many bands have been around that long and keep getting better? It's almost unheard of. The album's called Further Deeper. And I played for you the first song that was released to the internet called Pride Before a Fall. But actually, right now, you can stream the whole album for free on Australian Rolling Stone magazine website, I think only for a few days. But it has been officially released. And I guess you can go to the Church Band website, thechurchband.net, to find out more information about the new record. And after that, we had Fred Eaglesmith. We're into the Canadian music now. Fred Eaglesmith, who I saw recently up in Regina when I was visiting family. and he is a legend in his own right. I'm really quite taken with his persistence and his just classic kind of songwriting smarts and lyrics. So if I get my act together, I want to do more of a proper special on him. I picked up one of his albums at the merch stand, and it's just really fantastic. So there you go, Fred Eaglesmith. That was a recent song of his called Nobody Gets Everything They Want. No one gets everything. Yeah, and isn't that true? So let's get into some more Canadian music. This is a First Nations folk artist named Amanda Rumi. At least her last name is spelled R-H-E-A-U-M-E. I'm going to play for you a song of hers called Keep a Fire from an award-winning album. She was an Aboriginal folk nominee in the recent awards for the Canadian Folk Music Association. So here we go. This is Amanda Rumi. She won an award for the album Keep a Fire, and this is the title track from that. You're on Stranded.
Yeah.
So we're just about out of time here on Stranded. That was Amanda Rheaume, last name spelled R-H-E-A-U-M-E. She's a First Nations folk artist, and the album is called Keep a Fire, and that's the title track, Keep a Fire. And she was an award winner in the recent Canadian Folk Music Association Awards. We're just about out of time here on Stranded. You can find us online at ausstrandedradio.com. We'll be back next week. You're also able to catch us on Twitter at ausstranded. So I'm going to leave you with a band called The Ketamines. They're a Canadian band. This is a song called Midnight Dawn. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now.
Glazed over eyes of the water, tired and bored, ready for something new. Nothing changed in half a decade. They are red as in the last flame. You will, you don't wait. It's too bad, it's too bad. You got there, you're on your own. It's too bad, it's too bad. Get your temper. Oh no, they got it all wrong.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here,
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Kasla. My name is Gennargi O'Sullivan of the Tlaweetsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Windle, exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
The following is from an interview between Patrice Mousseau and an elder named Old Hands at the Deconstructing Dinner event.
When the apology happened, I was sitting with a group of people, and there was a senator, I can't remember what his name was, he comes up to me and he says, "Do you think the Aboriginal community is going to buy the apology?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Oh, why would you say that?" I told him, "Oh, let me put it to you like this. You stole my car. I know you stole my car. And you come back years later and you say, old hands, I'm sorry I stole your car. Here's three."
The following is a live presentation of CITR Sports.
Good evening, hockey fans. Welcome to our CITR Sports live presentation of Canada West Conference Ice Hockey on 101.9 FM. The University of Lethbridge Pronghorns face off against the UBC Thunderbirds tonight at the Doug Mitchell Thunderbird Sports Center. It's time for the opening face-off, and for the play-by-play call of the game, let's connect right now with our